was a happy soul. Maybe she gets to wonder to herself, what's the good of going on in all about the fact that the first ribbon I see her in her room, sitting at the window, wondering if she's pretty, feeling just a little small tonight. She thinks of going.
Never ever let it go. Let nobody fool you into giving it up too soon. Tend your own fire, lay low and be strong. Wait a while, wait it on out. It'll come along.
Fred's work developing the IBM 360 ignited a revolution and introduced the modern software era, making possible innovation in space exploration, financial services, medical research, the travel industry, and global commerce. His book, The Mythical Man Month, is still considered the seminal work on software project management. And as Fred has noted, it's sort of like the Bible because everybody reads it, but nobody does anything about it. Perhaps more than any of Fred, more important than any of Fred's achievements, though, is his legacy as a teacher and a colleague here at the University of North Carolina. I think the computer science department has accomplished all of the things they've accomplished, like most academic units, because of the extraordinary leadership that they have enjoyed among their faculty and administrators. And Fred has educated and inspired hundreds of students and faculty members and has done so in his trademark understated style. And I know many of you here are familiar with the video and book, The Last Lecture, by Randy Pausch, who was a faculty member at Virginia and Carnegie Mellon. And Fred was his mentor. And so even though I know some of you have heard this, for those of you who haven't, I'm going to read you a little part of Randy's book. All you have to do is ask. This is page 177. It's short. On my dad's last trip to Disney World, he and I were waiting for the monorail with Dylan, who was then 4 years old. Dylan had this urge to sit in the vehicle's cool-looking nose cone with the driver. My theme park-loving father thought that would be a huge kick, too. Too bad they don't let regular people sit up there, he said. I said, Dad. Actually, Dad, having been an Imagineer, I've learned that there's a trick to getting to sit up front. Do you want to see it? So he said, sure. So I walked over to the smiling Disney monorail attendant and said, excuse me, could the three of us please sit in the front car? Certainly, sir, the attendant said. He opened the gate and we took our seats beside the driver. It was one of the only times in my life I ever saw my dad completely flabbergasted. I said there was a trick, I told him, as we sped towards the Magic Kingdom. I didn't say it was a hard trick. Sometimes all you have to do is ask. I've always been fairly adept at asking for things. I'm proud of the time that I got up my courage and contacted Fred Brooks Jr., one of the most highly regarded computer scientists in the world. After beginning his career at IBM in the 50s, he went on to found the computer science department at the University of North Carolina. He is famous in our industry for saying, among other things, adding manpower to a late software project makes it later. This is now known as Brooks' Law. I was in my late 20s and still hadn't met the man, so I emailed him asking, if I drive down from Virginia to North Carolina, would it be possible to get 30 minutes of your time to talk? He responded, if you drive all the way down here, I'll give you more than 30 minutes. He gave me 90 minutes and became a lifelong mentor to me. Years later, he invited me to give a lecture at the University of North Carolina. That was the trip that led to the most seminal moment in my life when I met Jay. Sometimes all you have to do is ask, and it can lead to all your dreams coming true. So Fred Brooks has been a great teacher and colleague at North Carolina, but he's also inspired people all over the country and promoted what higher education is all about, and that is embracing people's curiosity, being a great teacher, and being someone for whom if you want something and you're a student or a professor, all you have to do is ask. So may that be said of us and all of us, as Charles Dickens would say. When we celebrate the computer science department in this new building, we're really celebrating Fred Brooks' foresight, persistence, and collegiality, all of which are hallmarks of the department and the college and the university. So it's truly a pleasure to name this building in honor of Fred Brooks, one of Carolina's most famous innovators and one of the nicest guys you're likely to meet here or anywhere else. So joining me today are, in addition to Dr. Brooks, are Roger Perry, Chairman of the Board of Trustees, Jan Prinz, Chairman of the Department of Computer Science. Roger has some brief remarks to offer now, and then we'll hear from Jan.